Luke chapter 6, beginning at verse 31. I'm going to be on the King James Version. You can follow along silently. "And as you would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. For if ye love them which love you, what think have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. And if ye do good to them which do good to you, what think have ye? For sinners also do even the same. If ye lend to them of whom ye hope to receive, what think have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love ye your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the Highest. For he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye met withal, it shall be measured to you again." Father, we thank you for this time in the Word. And so today we ask for clear thoughts and clear understanding, that I would rightly divide your Word and rightly apply your Word. Lord Jesus, I pray that you would also touch the heart and ears of all that are under the sound of my voice. They might hear your word and understand your word and apply your word. These are all blessings we do ask in the name of Jesus. And let the people of God say amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. If I would share verse 38 one more time, amen, before we share with you our thought today. Verse 38 says, "Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye met withal, it shall be measured to you again." Amen. We want to talk on all of these verses, but our thought will come from perhaps the 38th verse. Amen. And before I even give the subject, you can take your mind off money. this message is not about money. There are other things to give that we want to explore. There are other ways that God, amen, can enhance our life rather than giving us money. Amen. And I know that this verse of scripture is used a lot, unfortunately, by ministries to obtain funds. Amen. But our process here at Fairview is to teach tithes and offering.
Amen.
And for people to walk in obedience to the teaching. And we're believing God to supply what we have need of. Amen. So it's not about money. Amen. Not about money. Not about you giving money. Now, of course, that will work, but that's not what it's about. I want to use for a thought today, living life in the overflow.
Hallelujah.
Living life in the overflow. Amen. Very familiar words of Christ in St. John chapter 10 and verse 10. He says, "The thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy." Let me pause right there a minute, because when a thief breaks into your home, they do not care, or the thief does not care what is damaged in the breaking. amen. They're not particular in saying, well, I want to hope I don't have to break a window out to get in. No, a thief, his objective is to get in. Amen. And Jesus is relating these words here in St. John 10. He says the thief, that's what he comes for. Christ alerts us and lets us know what the thief come for. The thief comes to kill, he comes to steal, and he comes to destroy. That is his MO. That's what he come for. Amen. He's not about making your life better. No one breaks into your home and leaves you a big screen TV. No one breaks into your home and leave you a certificate for a new dining set. You take it to your local furniture store and redeem it. No, the thief comes in, his purpose, that is his sole purpose, is to disrupt your life. Amen. To steal, kill, and to destroy. But Jesus says in the latter part of that 10th verse, Jesus says, I come. Jesus talking about himself. He says, I come that you might have life.
Yes.
And that you might have it more abundantly.
Amen.
Isn't that something?
Amen.
Amen. Christ could have just said abundantly.
Right.
But I like it when he said more abundantly. And this helps fix in my mind, amen, a life lived in the overflow.
Yes.
Glory be to God. Amen. Because the Lord have good intentions for all of us.
Uh-huh.
Now sometimes we mess them up. Sometimes, amen, we abort the plans of God in favor of our plans, only to lose out on what God had in store for us.
Yes.
Amen. So he says, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Now, another interesting thing I want to point out about chapter 10, I know we did not read it, and I just shared with you that one verse there in John 10. Christ was talking about sheep and shepherd. Amen. And one of the interesting things that he brought out when you read that chapter, he says, my sheep know me. They hear my voice. A stranger they will not follow. Christ was talking about this sheep. He said, if you're my sheep, you're going to hear my voice. You're not going to follow a stranger. Glory be to God. And I think some of us are familiar with the, amen, with the actions in Bible times, and that at night the many different herds of sheep were gathered into an enclosed area, and then in the morning various shepherds would come and call his sheep. And only the sheep of that shepherd would come because they knew his voice. So this is the illustration that Christ is giving. He says that if you are my sheep, you will hear my voice. You won't follow a stranger. Amen. You want to live life in the overflow, you're going to have to hear the voice of Christ, and you're going to have to obey the voice of Christ. Can you tell the Lord thank you? Amen. So having said that, we will come back now and hopefully get right into Luke 6. Amen. Because Jesus, in this passage that we shared with you, all of this that we read is in red. And they say that these are the words of Christ. Amen. And we started at verse 1. And I want you to understand, amen, that the principles and the instructions that we're going to go over, amen, if we abide by them, they will revolutionize our life.
Amen.
Now, what do you mean, preacher, by revolutionize. Revolutionize means to change. To change. If we abide by the word of God, it will change our life. Amen. Now, I don't know whether you have noticed this or not, but people have problems with rules. People have problems with obeying rules. Amen. They have problems, amen, of conforming with a standard. It seems that we are wired to resist rules. That's what it seems like. We are wired to resist rules. Amen. We want to sometimes, and maybe perhaps not knowingly, but we're always opposing. Now, I read a little article when I was getting this together, amen, and it said this young man was in the clothing store, and he picked out an outfit, and he talked about how he liked it, but he asked the clerk, he says, now, if I take this home and my mama like it, can I bring it back? See, his whole point was he didn't want to agree. So I'm going to take it home, and if mama like it, can I bring it back? So we're just kind of wired like that. Amen. We find ourselves resisting. But when we look at the word of God and the principles, amen, people of God, that is laid out in God's word, when we will apply them, they will change our life. Now, these things that we read here, they are more easily said and read than done. Amen. Somebody ought to say amen to that. Jesus laid out some things right here. Amen. He laid out some things right here. So let's just look at them, amen, just for a moment. Well, I have another illustration that, let me share this illustration before we go into the scripture. Amen. A few weeks ago when we were having all of that rain. Yeah, I mean, it was raining every day for about 3 or 4 weeks. We got rain every day or every other day, something of that sort. And after a while, the banks and the creeks and things began to overflow. And some roads had to put up barricades. Anybody remember seeing that on the news? Such and such road got a barricade. You can't go down there. You can't go through. Well, guess what? Some people went around. But guess what happened to some? They got stranded because the water was deeper than they thought it was. And they had to be rescued. All because they just went against the rule. Rules were, do not enter. High water. Can't get much plainer than that. You're looking at it. But because we have this thing in us that resists rules and authority, I'm just going to go around. Because I don't believe it's that deep. But only to have your automobile stalled. Amen. So what we understand, or what we should understand, is that many times rules are for our protection. Rules are for our growth. Amen. Rules are for our development. And the things that we're going to look at here today that Christ outlined, once again, let's be honest, they are difficult to do. How do we maintain this? How do we come up when we find ourselves coming short of these things that Christ has, amen, laid out in this passage today? Amen. We have to humbly submit and surrender ourselves to God. And say, Lord, I need your help. I need your help in doing this. Because look at the first thing we read here. He said, and as ye would that men should do unto you. Remember, this should be easy. This should be the guideline right here. And this should make our life, amen, easy. Because it says, as ye would that men do to you, do to them. Oh, my goodness. Y'all got quiet on that? Is that hard to do? What you say? You don't know my neighbors. You don't know my friends. But it says, as ye would. In other words, however you want to be treated, treat others that way. That's what Christ is saying. However you want to be treated, treat others that way. And then he breaks it down. Amen. And he points out some things here. He says, for if ye love them which love you, what good is that? He's talking to the people of God, because then he makes reference here. He says, sinners do that. One drunk love another. We're talking this morning in Sunday school about communion. One drunk will drink out the bottle of another. We don't think nothing about it. We come to communion, boy, we go, if we talk about one cup, boy, everybody gonna have a towel. But you get the cup, you go. But the sinners, they do this, is what Christ is saying. He said, if ye do good to them which do good to you, verse 33, what good is that? For sinners do that. And if you lend to them and you hope you're gonna get something back, now this is one right here, He said, man, you gotta pray on this one. That if you lend to them of whom ye hope to receive, what good is that? I'll let it tell you, baby, you gotta give it back. You don't give it back, man, we're not speaking. But look what Christ said. He said, for sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. And they do that, they swap that. Amen. I told you these words. If we apply the principle in our life today, we'll revolutionize our life. It will change our life. Amen. We will find ourselves living in the overflow. Glory be to God. We're going to get it in a moment. Thank you, Jesus. But we feel like that we're being denied something. If I got to love somebody that don't love me, if I got to lend to somebody that's not going to pay me back, I'm being denied. I'm coming up short, and I'm not going to do that. Christ points it out different. He points it out different. Look what it says in verse 35. But love ye your enemies. I didn't make this up. If you have a King James Bible, yours says the exact same thing. You have another translation, it may even be plainer. I don't know. But it says here, we need this help. But love ye your enemies and do good. Now, my God, thank you, Jesus. I told you in the beginning, God have principles. God have rules. God have ways of doing things. If we want to reap the abundance that the Lord have, then we got to go about it his way. Amen. And as I said the other week, Psalm 119 and 89 says, thy word, O Lord, is forever settled in heaven. So God's word is already settled. We can't change it. We can try all we want, but it's settled. The record is settled. Glory to God. And that's why I encourage people sometimes, get another translation, but you got to be careful. Because sometimes it might translate the meaning on away from what Christ intended. You have to be careful, because that's what man is doing now. Man is changing and restructuring God's word to conform to them. But his word is settled. Now we can burn up all the Bibles. We can put them in the shredder. Do whatever we want. His word is already settled. He's not, my God, he's not going to come down here looking for a copy of his word in order to carry it out. Amen. Somebody ought to tell God. Hallelujah, glory to God. It said, but love ye your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again. Man, the Lord makes it hard, though. But look what he said. And your reward shall be great. We don't see that. We see lending and not getting back. We don't see it. We don't trust God's word where he says your reward will be great. Yeah. We don't want pie in the sky. by and by when we die. We want it now. We want our pie now. If we can't get our pie now, we just gonna keep what pie we got. But Jesus said, give, and you will have a great reward. Anybody read that scripture over in Isaiah where the Lord says, my ways are not your ways, my thoughts are not your thoughts? Amen. That covers everything that's dealing with God. And ye shall be the children of the highest. Well, look what it says, that latter part of verse 35. For he is kind. The Lord is kind to the unthankful and to the evil. See, we find it hard in our flesh to be kind to the unthankful. We find it hard in our flesh to be kind to the evil. But it said the Lord is. The Lord is kind to the unthankful and to the evil. Glory be to God. Amen. I always try to use moments, amen, when God give them to me to share with you. Amen. Learn to keep your cool and to be kind. Learn to keep your cool and be kind. Amen. I'm sure that most of us in here are aware of the road rage accident this year, past week, where the 4-year-old girl was killed because two drivers lost their cool. I mean, the road was going to be there. It looked like the road was disappearing, but they couldn't be kind. And a little 4-year-old lost her life because two adults couldn't be kind. Huh? See, some of y'all do like that. Don't see somebody with a signal on, they ain't getting you. Slow down a little bit. It's not going to detain you but 1.5 to 2 seconds. You ever think about that? You can't let them in. It is not going to detain you or slow you down any more than 1.5 seconds. So you have to be, see, this is what the Lord says. He said, be kind to everybody. You know, we look over and see somebody from the church. Well, we don't know them. But he said, be kind to the unthankful, be kind to the evil. Be kind. Glory to God. That will revolutionize your life. If some of us would just learn to be kind to each other. Or husband, be kind to your wives. Can I go back? Can I say that? Wives, be kind to your husband. Parents, be kind to your children. Saints of God, in the house of God, be kind to one another. That's just a little sidebar to this lesson. That's not what the lesson is about. But the lesson is about living a life in the overflow. All of us like the overflow. All of us like an abundance. Amen. So look what it says here. Verse 36. Be ye therefore merciful as your Father. Once again, if Christ is your Father, then you are to imitate your Father. To be like him, you have to imitate him. If he is merciful to the unthankful and to the evil, then that should be our behavior. We are to imitate him. Amen? Judge not, verse 37, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. And all of us wrestle with these three things. Judging, condemning, and forgiving. All of us wrestle with it. And sometimes we just can't help from judging. Sometimes we can't help from just holding it. I ain't gonna forgive them. They didn't ask it. They don't know how bad that hurt me. I ain't gonna let it go. That's not the behavior of a child of God. You have to free yourself. You know what they tell you about not forgiving people? That person then controls you. The person that you won't forgive controls you. Because every time you see them, now you got to change. You was happy, you was laughing, you was talking with everybody, and then that person come in that you hadn't forgiven. Control you. You gotta let somebody else do that. Man, go throw your arm around them, hug them, man, greet them, and keep it happening. My God, don't let nobody. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Y'all want to do that. Y'all want to hit me. Y'all want to hold stuff. Maybe somebody tell them, let it go. Let it go. Christ was hanging on the cross. Been beat all night long. They done lied on him, beat him. Any number of things in terms of punishment. And when he was hanging on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them. For they know not what they do.
Amen.
If he is our example, he made it, amen, it's possible to do it.
It is, amen.
But if we're walking in the flesh, it's going to be such a difficult challenge. My God. But if we're walking in the Spirit, and the Word says, walk in the Spirit, and ye will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Get Jesus. Oh, man, Jesus. He just don't understand, do it. He just don't know the type of people you're dealing with, do it. Verse 38. Give. Now, as I said, sometimes we talk about money, but what else can you give? You can give a smile. You can give a friendly nod. You can give a pleasant nod. And you'd be surprised, amen, at how that comes back.
Amen.
Maybe not from the person that you did it to, but somewhere during the day or the next day, it will come back. Before you have a chance, once again, to smile or to do something kind, someone will do it to you. I've had it to happen time and time again, and I'm always reminded of what God says, that what you do, it will come back.
Yes.
Give. Now see, this is the overflow. This is the overflow. And I know that people, they talk about money, packing it down and shaking it and running over. But you don't need that much money. Hey, carry it with me, one of the deacons say, you don't need that much. They just pack down and shake it together and run it over. You don't need that much. How many of us got old canned goods in our home right now? Old meat in the freezer right now. So what do you need more money for? You already got food you're not eating. You got clothes you're not wearing. Wore them once and hang them back up in the closet. I forgot, I didn't like it. So let's think about something else. Let's think about receiving something else other than material things. Glory to God. He says, give and it shall be given unto you. Once again, a kind word of friendly expression, a warm greeting.
Amen.
Glory to God. Just greet people warmly and you receive it back from total strangers. You be in the grocery store. Do a kind act in the grocery store, and in a couple of days or so, it will come back to you.
Yeah.
You got a certain number of items in your basket, somebody walk up with two. Okay. And I almost guarantee you within a week when you're in there with two items and you're looking and every line is full with a bunch of, you just got two things?
Amen.
It came back. That's the overflow. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about, I told you, forget money. I'm not talking about that. Somebody want an overflow in heaven. You don't need that. Amen. That will only bring more frustration to your life. Glory to God. But when you do a kind act, and then you get in your car, looks like you have a sense of comfort and satisfaction. But it says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure. I want you to notice now how it will come back, whatever it is. Whatever it is, how it's going to come back. It's going to come back in the overflow. Thank you, Jesus. It's going to be more than what you gave. Thank you, Jesus. Well, the verse says, amen, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and then running over, shall men give into your bosom.
Yes.
Glory to God. And they gave that illustration, I remember it well, amen, compared to what they shared back in Bible time. People wore those long garments, and sometimes they would pull them up, the first one, and they would carry stuff in it. And I remember my grandmother carrying stuff in her apron. She'd go to the garden and pick up a vegetable, and she'd have her apron there. She'd be putting the stuff in her, putting the squash in her apron, holding it right there. And so the word says here that men will give it into your bosom. In other words, give you back a whole lot. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Talking about the overflow. Amen. To give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye met, or amen, the same measure that you use. Think about it. Think about it. If you use a gallon jug, you get a gallon back. If you use a paint, what are you going to get back? A paint. That's what the word says. The same thing that you use to measure it out, that's what's going to be used to measure yours back. People walk around, won't smile at nobody, won't speak kind to nobody. Then they be talking about, man, folk don't say nothing to me. Hello? What's up, afraid? You don't seem approachable. My God, that's why I told you, that's why I smile, man, when I see folk, man, I be smiling. You know, because that's what I want to get back. I was checking out. In the grocery store the other day, and the man come up behind me, and I had paid for my items. And you know, I was just—it was just a fellowship to me. And when he put his items up there, he said, "I don't know this gentleman in front of me, but he looks like a good fellow. He gonna pay for my stuff." You know, we just laughed. I mean, that's. Oh God, you don't have to go around tight. Give. It shall be given unto you. Good measure. Pressed down. Shaken together. Running over. Shall men give. Because the same cup, let's just use it that way. The same cup that you use measuring out to somebody else, that same cup is going to be used when it's measured back to you. We haven't learned to identify with that principle yet. We want to use a paint cup, and then we want a gallon when we come back. It don't work that way. According to God's word, it don't work that way. Amen. You've got to have communion with God, first of all. Amen. You've got to have fellowship with God, because he's talking to his followers. If you read that, he makes reference to sinners. So he's not talking to sinners. He was just using them in that passage for illustrative purposes. But he's talking to his followers.
Yes.
Amen. And if you're going to follow Christ, go back to John 10, then you got to hear his voice. You've got to classify yourself as a sheep, and he's my shepherd.
Yes.
And I'm going to hear his voice. Yes. And I'm going to follow him. Not going to follow a stranger, but I'm going to follow my shepherd. I'm going to have a relationship with my shepherd. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Because a shepherd cares for the sheep.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Anybody remember the 23rd Psalm? The Lord is my shepherd. Glory to God. I'm talking about the overflow now. The Lord is my shepherd. And because he's my shepherd, I don't have to walk. Because I know that it's going to be there when it's time. Because he is my shepherd. I shall not walk. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Glory to God. Don't you know that a sheep don't eat laying down? When it lay down, that's a symbol you done had enough. Y'all ain't getting this. He maketh me lay down. I done eat, man, now I'm laying down in green pastures. I didn't eat my field, man. I'm just laying there. The Lord is my shepherd. My God, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the name of God. Amen. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness. The shepherd is going to take care of you. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. The shepherd is not going to lead you intentionally in any danger. Or something may come up, but it was not the intention of the shepherd. Right. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness. Why? For his name's sake. Glory be to God. When you take on the name of Jesus, I said it once, but maybe somebody was absent that Sunday. When you take on the name of Christ, amen, his name is at stake in your life. Amen. Could be a time rubber come to have a smoke. Protect our good name. They simply meant build the best product or fix the best product that you can to send out the back door, because it's not going to have your name on it. It's going to have good news name. So that's what they meant. They meant protect our good name. So when you take on the name of Christ, Christ is going to protect his name. Glory to God. If you yield yourself to him, thank you, Jesus. Now, if you go contrary to his word, then you're on your own. But if you yield yourself to the Lord, amen, he's going to see that you come out all right. What's the 23rd Psalm? Amen. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Glory to God. Once again, the shepherd. They say sheep are afraid to drink from running water. Says sheep are afraid to drink from running water, so he lead me beside the still water. The Lord is my shepherd. Tell somebody, I'm living in the overflow right now. I'm living in the overflow right now. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. Hallelujah. He prepares a table before me. Oh, my enemies thought I was down for the count, but the Lord prepared a table for me in the presence of my enemies. Glory to God. Enemies looking all around. And I'm sitting down at a luscious table. Amen. Jesus is the hope. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. He goes from the shepherd to the hope. Oh, tell somebody I'm in the right place at the right time. Praise of the shout, hallelujah. My three times. My life. Sister Alice told us, amen, a long time ago, part of her testimony when she was living up north. Amen. I forgot, was it Philadelphia, New York, or somewhere? Amen. Anyway, she said she was going home and she got her, somebody said something about doing something to her, but she was at night. It was at night. And they said they were going to do something. They said, but those two men that were behind you, that's what kept me from doing it. And she didn't know personally that she had two fleshly men. But I believe to this day it must have been goodness and mercy. But you said you might have been attacked. There were those two men that were behind you. Don't tell me God is real. And you might not have an honor to be real in your life, but He is real. Tell you that He's real. Glory to God, I heard a preacher on the TV the other day making a comparison, and he said if Job was living today, what he had would make Donald Trump look poor. I don't know how he calculated that, but this is the way he calculated. He said all the stuff that Job had, all the herd, all the land, all of that stuff that Job had would make Donald Trump look poor. Y'all know what happened, don't you? Job lost it all. He was living in the overflow, and he lost it all. Glory to God. He lost it all, listen, because the Lord had confidence in Job. The devil didn't have any confidence in Job. The devil came to steal, kill, that is, to steal, kill, and destroy. That's what he came for. But God had confidence in Job. And after you talk to Satan, say, what have you been doing? I've been walking up down the earth, see you and I. And the Lord said, have you tried Job? Have you tried to serve Job? And they had a series of things. And finally, the Lord said, look, do anything you want to, just don't take his life. Because God had confidence in him. God got confidence in you, and you, and you. But you got to start choosing the Lord. Glory to God. Job lost everything that he had. Hallelujah. Sores all over his body. His wife looked at him laying there sick for a while. And she said, Job, why don't you just curse God and die, man? Don't mean to just keep laying around suffering like this. Job said, you're talking foolish. Kept laying there suffering. Here come three friends. Friends. And they sat around and looked at him a while, a few days. Then they start hurling accusations at him. That's not the old. Man, living right ain't gonna suffer like this. I've seen God work. When you live right now, you don't suffer like this. So repeat to God. Job says, I came naked, and I go out naked. But you know when Job inherited the overflow? Job 42, I think verse 10, it says, when Job prayed for his friends. Huh? See, there we go. People, friends came and false accused him, but he didn't get angry, he didn't get bitter with them. They were still his friends. He prayed for them. And it said when he prayed for them, God gave him twice as much. I'm talking about the overflow. Gave him twice as much as he had before. He had lost all 10 of his children, gave him 10 children back, and doubled everything else. His livestock, his cattle, everything else was doubled. Glory to God. Job was living in the overflow. Thank you, Jesus. You and I can live in the overflow. Matter of fact, some of us now are living in the overflow of God's mercy. He just dropped that in the spirit. Some of us are in the overflow of God's mercy because God keep reaching and keep reaching and you keep withdrawing. God keep reaching and you keep withdrawing. And He's still talking to you. That's the overflow of his mercy. Now, I don't know when he's going to stop calling your name. I don't know when he's going to stop reaching for you. But his grace and mercy eventually runs out. Some of us today are living in the overflow, thank you, Jesus, of God's grace and his mercy. I know I am. Glory to God. Because of justice that have been done. Our justice. Glory to God, I've been gone a long time ago. I retired myself and said, man, you ain't worthy. No, I'm talking about our standards, our system. Glory to God. But because of his grace and his mercy, will you stand today? Everyone, if you can, will you stand? Living life in the overflow will be heed to God's word. Get that now. It will revolutionize your life. It will bring radical change in your life. It will have you loving your enemies. It will have you doing good to them that despitefully use you. It will have you lending and not expecting something in return. It will have you doing good to the unthankful and the evil, because the word said that's what your father did. So your father was good to the unthankful and to the evil. Now you be merciful, what the Lord says. Amen. As we're standing here today.